you ready for a new 2014?
Yes.
Amen.
Are you ready to have a better 2014?
Amen to that, yes.
Well, after today, everybody should listen to these words. God's been speaking to me. He's been showing me these things. Like Ronnie had actually prayed and didn't even realize that he'd been showing me these things for months. So, and it's led up to this. And when Ronnie said, "I want you to preach," the spirit man said yes, but the flesh body said, "No, I don't want you to get up and say anything." So let me start off in James chapter 1, or chapter 1. And we're going to be starting in verse 19. And it says, "Understand, my dear brothers and sisters, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Human anger does not produce righteousness God desires." Father, I just thank you for this time, Lord. God, I ask you to open up, Father, our eyes and our ears, Father, to hear what your spirit would say, Father. Lord, Father, I just pray, God, right now, God, that you would open even my eyes and ears, Father. Lord, to listen in, Father, and to hear what your Holy Spirit would say, Father. I just give you glory and honor and thank you for this time, Father. Lord, Father, I ask you to move the flesh out of the way, Father, that, Father, your spirit would have its way in this place, Father. I give you glory and honor in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, when it says to be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, we tend to do the opposite. I've done the opposite many a times. My wife says something and I'm quick to speak and slow to listen. And then once it's all said and done, I'm quick to anger. Mm-hmm. So we got to work on that. But not only is God saying that in the human perspective, he's saying that in the spiritual perspective, such as if say me and Penny have a conflict and she says something, I have just a few seconds to respond to what she says, and I have that few seconds to respond in a godly aspect. Mm-hmm. Or I can respond to it in a fleshly aspect and say, this is harmful.
Yes.
And react out of my flesh. Mm-hmm. And your flesh will always try to get you to avoid God. Okay, the spirit man is going to always try to get you to do what God's will is. So it is up to us and that decision, how we choose.
That's right.
Are we going to choose to go on the spirit and respond to Penny's statement, whatever that may be, mm-hmm. and allow God to work out in it? Or are we going to let our flesh get in the way and come against that? And there's a scripture for this, and it's in Galatians 5:17. It says, "For the flesh has desires that are opposed to the spirit, and the spirit has desires that are opposed to the flesh. And these are in opposition to each other, so that you cannot do what you want." So, same principle here. My flesh didn't want to get up here and speak. Mm-hmm. My spirit did. My spirit knew that for some reason, God needed to do this. I did a sermon back at a cowboy church one time. God called me and told me to do it, and I wanted to refuse because it just wasn't what I wanted to do. And I talked to some of my mentors about it, and I said, I don't feel like I'm even capable of doing this because I would be a hypocrite if I got up and I spoke. And he said, and his words to me was, that if you don't do it, woe be unto you. Because you don't know that be your very deliverance of what God is trying to do.
Wow.
So 4 years ago, I laid down tobacco, cigarettes, after 10 years of actually doing it. So
praise God.
I was addicted.
Mm-hmm.
That was my deliverance, was a ministry against that. So, and I didn't want to do it because I was doing those things. We need to be careful how we respond to others. Our words mean everything. Mm-hmm. And the scripture to back what I'm telling you up is Matthew 12:36-37. "And I tell you this, you must give an account on judgment day for every idle word that you speak. The words you say will either acquit you or they will condemn you. And basically, what that's saying is, if you want to talk filth, if you want to say filth, if you want to say negative things about yourself, how's that going to look when we're standing before Christ in the end? How's that going to look? Because Christ has promised us everything in His Word. It's up to us to speak that. Those are the things that are going to acquit those things. Say you got blood pressure issues. If you start speaking against that, well, the Word of God says, by His stripes I'm healed.
Mm-hmm.
You are speaking the Word of God over you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you speak the Word of God over you, when you are speaking the Word of God in faith, it's not a lie. It is not a lie. It is out of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You are admitting what the Word of God has already said.
Yes.
So, we're mad. When we speak, we either speak curses or blessings. And how true is that? You're going to speak one or the other. It's just like if you're not feeding your flesh, you're feeding your spirit. You're going to feed one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to speak one or the other. There is no in between here. You know, I wish there was. There's not. You know, you can't sit on a fence. You know, you have to pick up the Word of God and use it for yourself. And through this is how we're going to have a better 2014. This is why I said that we're going to have a better 2014, is through our works. We can speak a better 2014 than we had a 2013.
That's
good. You know, that's up to us. Let's see, in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who loves its fruit... those who love its use will eat its fruit. And I thought of that, and I thought, well, death and life and the power of the tongue, I know that. I know that part. But those who love it, use it, eat its fruit. Eat the fruit of what we speak. And I thought, well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, I don't get that. Well, think about it. If you speak, and you're speaking either life or death, and you're speaking things into existence and out of existence and this, and so, if you love that, are you going to use it to your advantage, or are you going to use it to your disadvantage?
Advantage.
I mean, most people are going to use to their advantage. Well, the Word of God is plain. It says that if we love it, we'll eat the fruit of it. We're going to eat the fruit of it, good or bad.
That's right.
You know, so it's up to us to do it. It says death and life are in the power of whose tongue? Your tongue or our tongue. We have the authority over everything, over the earth, over the power of Satan. We have authority to tread over serpents, the Bible says. We have the authority lying within our tongues.
That's right. Good.
The word fruit means here in Hebrew to make grow or to increase. What do you want to grow and what do you want to increase? And that's right out of the Proverbs. What do you want to grow and what do you want to increase in your life? Because it's up to you. It's all up to you.
Yes.
And I'll give you a demonstration. There was and some of you know, there was a few months ago, we were working this job, and we'd show up on this job, and we'd get there, and we could just feel the tension. This job just brought tension, and everybody wanted to kill everybody. I mean, it was just hectic. You just show up, and it was hectic. It don't matter how good of a morning you have it on the way there, when you get there, it's ruined.
Mm-hmm.
And you just stressed out to the max, your brain's racked and fried. And I started telling the guys, and by no means was this me, this was just God stirring up in me, and I started telling the guys every morning before we get there, you know what, we're going to have a better day today. I'm going to have a better day. I'm going to enjoy my day. I came to work, and I'm going to enjoy work. I'm here, I want to enjoy being here. And, you know, one of them's response was, yeah, we'll see how long that lasts, you know. Speaking doubt, but God instantly showed me that He was speaking doubt. So I just, you know, just kept saying it. And, you know, before the week was up, Every one of the guys were saying the same thing. We're going to have a better day. We're going to have a better week. And mm-hmm. from that point on, we didn't have hardly any hiccups in that job.
Wow.
You know, and it wasn't nothing I did. It was just God stirring up in me. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a better day. You're not called to be beat up and done this way. You're called to have a great day. And so I started speaking that. And that was the fruit of it. How can you argue with actually seeing it?
Mm-hmm.
You can't argue with that.
That's right.
You know, and me, I'm stubborn. I like to argue with everything. You know? But how can I argue with, you know, what I see that works? So, now that means in every area of your life, such as even the job, you know, speaking life. So you could speak life to your finances, speak life to your health, you could speak life to your family, to every area and every aspect of your life. Your friendships, you know, your children. Think of anything. What do you want to speak life to? Or you can speak death. There's two.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be either speaking one or the other. And that's just... I didn't write it. God wrote it. That's the Bible. You know, so. Have you ever heard of someone lying so much that they believe their own lie? Yeah. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
I've done it.
I've heard of that, and I've seen it, and I've did it for myself. I've done it, you know. So I can't stand up here and say that I'm almighty, because I know that I'm not. I know that I've did it. We lie to ourselves when we say, I can't do it. And I'll tell you how I did this. We always cut up at work. We're always joking. And I was doing something, I forget, and one of the guys that was working with me, he said, well, yeah, I need you to just do it. I need you to just do it. Just joking around. I said, well, I can't do it all. He said, well, that's not what God told me about you. And I didn't think. I walked away and I thought, what in the world was this man talking about? Because when he threw God in the midst, it was just like, what? Where did this come from? So I just thought about it. And I thought about it. I thought, what is he talking about? And then God spoke to my heart. And it's in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And I thought, what? It was just so simple. He poured it out there and God opened the scripture to me. So for those of you that say that you can't do it, well, the Bible says you can. You know, it says that you can do all things through Christ who strengthened you. Maybe you say, I'm sick, I got a disease. The doctors say, well, let's see what God says. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:5, by his stripes we're healed. It's that simple. Whose report are you going to believe? The doctors or God's? It's up to you. Maybe you say, you just don't understand my situation. I don't see how God possibly can help me. There's a scripture for that also. It's Matthew 19:26. It says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
So whatever the situation, it is impossible. Or it is possible. Through God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is where it takes us. We have to stand up and we have to say, God said. God said. God said. If we don't stand up and say, God said, then who are we saying said?
Ooh.
Yes.
What are we listening to?
Mm.
See, and I tell my kids this, you can't battle Satan in your thoughts. You might as well forget it. Every time that Jesus defeated Satan, look at it in Scripture. Find it in Scripture. He
word.
Said, he used the Word of God. That's what
that's
Jesus
great.
Did. That's what we have to do. Otherwise, we will continue to get beat and trampled on.
Yes.
Right.
You know, so do you want to have a better 2014?
Yes.
If you do, you have to say it. You have to say it. You have to speak it.
Amen.
And this is what I tell my kids. Caleb has been getting attacked lately. He's been ministering and not even realizing it. He's been ministering to the boy, to the other boys, to his little uncle. Been telling him, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. That's not right. you don't need to be listening to that. And he types on stuff, you know, on the internet and stuff. And Caleb would be like, no, you don't need to look at that. Well, he's been getting these freak out things that have been scaring him and thinking that he's got issues going on. And yet, but he comes to us and wants us to help him. I'm like, well, son, have you spoken, told Satan to leave you alone? No. And every night, it happens again and again. And he's learning, he's got to start rebuking. He's got to start coming against this himself. We can do it. We can say these things, and it'll help for a little while, but there comes a time when you've got to stand up, and you've got to say, enough is enough.
Yes.
I'm done with it.
Yes.
You're done with it. Get out of my life. Get away from me.
Take authority.
And he's going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He's already picking it up and going with it. So it won't be long. And he's going to be rebuking Satan. He's already ministering, and he doesn't even know that he's ministering.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just amazing. And then I got a few questions I want to leave with everyone. What do you have in your life that raises question? What do you have? Is there anything? Sickness? Disease? What is it? What raises question? And if it does raise questions, I challenge you to go in the Bible. Go seek out the Word of God and find out what God says about your situation. I don't know what everybody's going through, but I know that there's an answer for everything that everybody's going through.
Mm-hmm.
And that answer is in that Word.
Yeah.
Are you speaking life? Or are you speaking death into your situation? Those are the two questions I want to leave you with today. And for a better 2014, it's your decision. Either you will speak life into your 2014 or you're going to speak death. I pray you speak life. And after today, I know that each and every one of you will. Ever since God's been working on this in my life, it has been triggered something in me where I'm thinking more about what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking more about how I respond and being slow to speak and slow to anger. You know, so many times I've failed in the area, but I thank God I'm coming out of that failure. I'm coming up out of that failure. I'm not going to fail to that no more. God is working that out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And He's going to work that out of each and every one of you. If you allow Him to, and if you choose to speak these words. Speak His word. This is not me. This is not my message. This is God's message. This is just life experiences that He's allowed me to go through. And I just thank Him and praise Him that I'm able to even stand up here today and even say anything. You know, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be up here. So,
amen.
To Him be all the glory.
Amen.
So, that's it. That's all I have for you guys. I pray that you receive something from it. Let me pray over you. Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for each and every one of these people, Father. Lord, we love each and every one of them, God. You love them, Father. God, I just pray that, Lord, you would ignite in their hearts, Father, the word to speak, Father. Just as you did, Jesus, Lord. You defeated Satan with your words, Lord. Father, and we can also defeat him with our words. Father, through the power and the resurrection of Jesus, Father, that same power lies within us, God. Father, I ask you to ignite that and stir that up in us, Father, so that, Lord God, that we may be able to speak with authority. Father, we may be able to speak in your word, Father. I just give you glory and honor, Father, and thank you, Father. That each and every one of these, Lord, Father God, will continue to glorify you in their words, their actions, Father. And Lord, may we be able to live out, Father, what we preach, Father. Father God, may we be able to stand, Father, before anyone, Father, and say, yeah, we've been there, we've done it, Father God. And yet we're living it, Lord. We're living the truth, Father. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Each and every one of these, Father, we're going to have a better 2014 in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Lord, we're going to have a better 2014. We're not going to look back. We're not going to go back, Father. But we're going to where you have called us to be, Father. We just thank you and praise you, Father. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.